RK101, to only be with Krishna. Last time I spoke about regulative principles and rules and all of that, and before that, in some previous episode, I spoke about doing and fixing and accomplishing, or simply being Krishna conscious. And I know when I joined ISKCON back in the late 70s, then the two were almost, not really, I mean, it came a little later, I think, that those two were almost made into one, that your Krishna consciousness is there in your service. When you serve intensely, then you please the guru and the leaders and the Krishna, and in this way you can get the taste of bhakti. That's the real thing. Not just sitting and thinking of Krishna. I mean, I think we even had that a little bit there somewhere. But of course, then I have repeated over and over again, and I keep reading there, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, writing and emphasizing that it's really all about thinking of Krishna, always remembering Krishna, never forgetting Krishna. But yes, we are emphasizing activity. Prabhupada did that, and we also do, I guess. At least I do. Activity for the spreading of Krishna consciousness, for the sharing of this wonderful knowledge and life that can be lived from that knowledge. It's a beautiful thing to share widely and broadly. But Somar Babaji is there in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada kind of advised his disciples to stay away from them, as far as I understand, not try to imitate them at least. And some disciples may have thought that this meant that those people were lower because they were not going out doing Sankirtana and preaching and all that. They are less advanced. But I think that Prabhupada actually meant and saw that they were much, much more advanced than his disciples, and therefore one should not imitate someone. It can just become an imitation game, or that you try to artificially place yourself on a position or in a position where you, well, which you're not ready for. So, well, anyway, but, well, there are the Bhajananandis and the Goshtyanandis. They are simply different rasas, you could say, different relationships to Krishna, to God. we should, of course, greatly respect someone who is, well, who is at all considering themselves devotee of God. What to speak of someone who is constantly in Krishna consciousness through bhajan, japa, whatever. So yeah, they are, I guess, often respectable men who maybe have raised families and had jobs or companies or whatever. And then at the point when all that is over, their worldly duties are completed, so to speak, they just decide to, yep. But now it is time to fully dedicate myself to Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhajan. What is that word? The verse bhajanti mam. Yeah, Chaturvida Pajantimam Janasukriti Narjana. There are different kinds of people who do their bhajan different ways, and here the word bhajanti is translated as rendering services. Bhajan again means absorbing oneself in bhakti mode, bhakti rasa, in God. Whether by sitting quietly, meditating on Krishna, meditating on God, or going out on the streets, singing out loud, or well, thinking that whatever way God wants me to do my bhajan, I'll do it that way. And yes, of course, Krishna himself states it in Bhagavad Gita that these four are sukritinas, they are pious people. The one who is distressed, life is a mess. I need to find a solution. I want to be born again because this doesn't work. Well, sometimes we feel that, and I think that quite a few of us go through such a period in our lives. We really question everything and wonder, what's the meaning of it all anyway? What I'm doing, and so on. I mean, these, you could call it distress. But it can also, and it's the same goes for everything that happens in life, it can also be used and taken as an incentive for seeking and reaching a new level in life. This is what's great with life here. And if one doesn't do that, simply tries to avoid that distress, which may be then existentially caused, coming there from within, from the depth of us. Who am I? What's going on? What am I going to do with my life? What's the meaning and purpose of it all, if there is any meaning and purpose? These are very deep and very profound and important questions, but today, and I hope it is changing, people are often not encouraged or getting any assistance in getting down to those questions and dealing with them. On the contrary, people are often pulling each other out of that. No, I don't think about such things. Oh, religious grubblerier, or what do you say? Come here, let's open a bottle of wine and have some fun and relax. Go out and chase some girls or boys or whatever, and that's what life is for, having fun here and now and enjoying. But then maybe that call from within there is still there. Although we try, I'm going to just have fun. And that's how people get into too much drinking or drugging of whatever kind. Or just ways to slip away, distractions. Whatever, just to absorb ourselves in. And even if it's not really enjoyable or really fun, it's just something at least to do. And we can become these kind of people, obsessive compulsive or whatever. There are always names for everything. Just doing. Being so busy that we don't have time to stop and think or feel within. And of course that can be done, that's being done all over in society today, I think. But it can also be done interestingly enough in religions. Because somehow or other it seems like it is often a mood that develops among humans on this planet now. And religions are sometimes turning into social clubs, gatherings. Pious groups. And then when you do your thing, and you are pious and you're good and you're okay, and then that's okay for now. Let's get out again and work in this world. Of course, that's what else can you do? Your family, and responsibilities, and job. Responsibly carry out. But then, again, we do have time to be more introspective. In our youth, and therefore I say a year or two of brahmacharya, whether you're a boy or girl, may be very good. It's take the opportunity while you have it, because once you step into that romantic relationship and the whole family life appears there, and with you right in it, and you can't get away from it unless you, well, some people they do, but then you make a mess often. So responsible family life, responsible life. But then when you are older, children are moving out, taking care of themselves. You live on your pension, maybe a small one, but you don't need much. Then it's a perfect time. To be more there within. And and what I wanted to say today really was that I'm sitting here right now and I know there's a Sunday feast going on down there in the temple in the basement of the house I live in, and I'm not there. I hear kids shouting and mothers taking care of coming up here in the stairway, taking care of them, and kirtans and bhajans and lots of people coming in and out. And I'm just sitting here in my armchair looking at my Gandhari Kagirdhari. And I thought, yeah, you can do this sometimes. And I'm saying it to whoever wants to listen. It's weekend, you got your free day or days. Use them for resting. At least one of them. And you don't need to do anything. You can just sit here and just be with Krishna, with God. And how can you do that? Well, you see, God is here. So when you just sit here and do nothing else, then, well, whatever you do, you're here with God. But then when you don't do anything else to distract yourself, you might get more and more aware of that here you are with God. Here is God, the presence of God, and you can talk to God. Because God is a person, Krishna is a person. I sit here with Gandhari Kagirdhari, I can talk to them. can talk to Gandharva, and I can talk to Girdhar, and I can talk to Gonitai and the Guru Parampara. Guru is there in the heart. He's also here. And these gurus sitting there on their pictures, they are gurus because this guru in the heart can speak through them, through their hearts. Because that's what we're supposed to be, transparent medium. So it's all presence Krishna. And all we need to do is to be Krishna conscious. It's so simple, and it sounds basic, and that's what it is, but it's also what it's all about. So I recommend sometimes, once a week, if nothing else, just be there with Krishna and rest and get energy, inspiration. And someone who is much Raja sick, mode of passion person may then tend to think, oh, I'm just sitting here doing nothing and wasting my time. And so much important to do here for Krishna. Krishna wants me to do this and this, that, and that. But that's Raja. It's about the fruits of our labor, right? Accomplishments. The work, and then that will be the result. And then, of course, we offer it to Krishna. We do it for Krishna. And that's karma yoga. And when it's done with bhakti, it's bhakti yoga. But what is it all about? Why is it all done? So we can become Krishna conscious. So it's a good, for me, actually, training, therapy, even you could say, to not demand anything at all from yourself. But just be there with Krishna, your very best friend. In my case, with Gandharva, Girdhar, Shikonitai, my very, very best friend. Friends. And the devotees. But then it can get active, as we hear downstairs here. Anyway, yeah.